Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, May 28th. A teen girl who had gone missing 1 month ago has been located and is safe. Owen Sound Police say they're pleased to report 15-year-old Jillianne, who was reported missing back on April 28th, has been safely located. They say in a statement they're extending their sincere gratitude to the community, media, social service agencies, and various police services for their help and dedication throughout the investigation. Police are also requesting all related social media posts regarding Jillianne's disappearance to be removed to protect her privacy. The province's Special Investigations Unit has closed its probe into an incident in Owen Sound that resulted in a man suffering an injury earlier this spring. Owen Sound police responded to a domestic dispute at an apartment building in the area of 2nd Avenue East and 6th Street East back on March 13th. According to the SIU, police were met by a woman who told officers a man inside the apartment escaped through a bedroom window. He later went to hospital for treatment of a fractured heel. The SIU closed the investigation, saying officers never interacted with the man, who injured himself by jumping from a window to a sidewalk below in an attempt to evade arrest. Northern Bruce Peninsula Council got a look at what its members were paid for 2024. During Monday's meeting, Treasurer Teresa Shearer's report shows Mayor Milt McKeever was paid a little over $34,000. Deputy Mayor Rod Anderson earned just short of $28,000, and the three other councillors were paid about $22,000. It's official, the price of a garbage bag tag is rising in Owen Sound this summer. City Council quietly endorsed Operations Committee meeting minutes Monday, which contained an update to the city's fee schedule, including the 50-cent increase to the price of a bag tag. As of July 1st, each tag will cost $3. It's the first increase in the price since 2011. The 20% hike comes as the city rolls out its new green bin program for food waste and other compostables. Weekly curbside collection of green bin waste is set to begin in Owen Sound next week. The annual Rotary Huron Shore Run is making its return to Saugeen Shores this weekend. Leadership team member Jordy Farrell says the event Saturday begins at 7:30 with staggered starts for people taking part in either the 5-kilometer, 10-kilometer, or 21.1-kilometer.
It's a big fundraiser in the community, and the community really has taken ownership in it. So we have a huge bank of volunteers, 200 volunteers, and over 1,000 participants this year.
Farrell says they have adjusted the route this year to eliminate a hill and take participants from High Street in Southampton along a scenic route to Port Elgin before looping back. The funds raised from the run will support the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation for an automated dispensing unit. Canada's Defence Minister David McGuinty wants the country's top arms makers to get ready to accelerate production. The Liberal government is planning on increased military spending. The plans would have this country be part of a $1 trillion plan to rearm Europe over the next 5 years, among other decisive initiatives on procurement and equipment. McGuinty says Canada is going to take immediate and decisive action to rebuild its defense capacity. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 14 points to 26,283. The Dow Jones is down 244 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.3 U.S. cents, down 14 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $61.82, up 93 cents a barrel. In sports, Game 5 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final goes tonight. The Florida Panthers will try again to close out the Carolina Hurricanes and advance to the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight season. The Panthers lead the series 3-1. That's an 8 o'clock puck drop. Some tough news for the Edmonton Oilers. Zach Hyman is likely done for the rest of the playoffs after suffering an injury in yesterday's Game 4 win over the Dallas Stars. The Oilers are a win away from returning to the Cup Final. Rimouski and Moncton close out the preliminary round at the 2025 Memorial Cup tonight with a spot in Friday's semifinal against the OHL's London Knights on the line. In Major League Ball, the Blue Jays and Texas Rangers play the rubber match of a three-game series. And in the NBA, Game 5 of the Western Conference Final between OKC and Minnesota, a win for the Thunder, and they'll advance to the NBA Final. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy with some showers tonight, 30-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, a low around 10 degrees. A chance of showers Thursday, a high around 15. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, and a high around 19 degrees. Right now, it's 22 degrees in Lions Head, 15 in Hanover, 17 in Meaford, and it's 20 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.